Grief is not the absence of love. It is the proof of it. It is what happens when something eternal temporarily forgets how to hold itself in physical form. Grief is your soul remembering a connection so real, so deep, so vast, that even death couldn't undo it. And yet, in the human experience, we feel that loss like a storm, a body that aches where no wound can be found, a silence that feels louder than sound, a longing without destination. You're not broken for feeling this. You are awake. Because grief is not just about what was lost. It's about what was true, what mattered, what still echoes in your bones because it never really left. When someone dies, their form dissolves, but their frequency remains. Their memory is not a shadow. It is a living bridge. And every tear you cry waters the ground where their love still grows inside you. Let yourself feel it all. The ache, the anger, the numbness, the unexpected laughter, the moment you forgot and remember all over again. This is not regression. This is the sacred loop of the soul coming back to itself. And when the waves of grief come, don't try to outrun them. Bow to them. Let them wash over you like a baptism. Because on the other side of grief is not forgetting. It's remembrance. You are eternal, and so are they. This isn't the end of the story. It's the pause between heartbeats. The rest in the music before the song continues in another octave. This piece is from Beloved, You Are the Key. If you're grieving, this is your permission to feel, to remember, and to trust that love never ends. It only changes forms. Thank you.